Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Key. How may I help you today?
Yes, I just seen this on my checking account that I've been charged $69.97 for something. I don't even know what it is.
Okay, sir. Can I get your zip code to pull up that order?
28016.
Your first and last name?
Helton, H-E-L-T-O-N.
And for security purposes, could you verify your shipping address?
103 Bill Fraley Drive, Bessemer City, North Carolina.
Yes, sir. So it's showing here that you made the purchase for our Focus Fitness watch back on May the 12th. That product was on a 14-day trial to try it out. If you did not like it, you're supposed to call back in to cancel that trial, or you'll be billed that one-time payment, the original cost of that watch.
What? A watch? I didn't order a watch.
Yes, sir. So you didn't receive this smart health fitness watch that monitors your heart rate, your blood pressure, and track your footsteps back on May the 12th. It was shown it was delivered on May the 14th to the address that was verified in the mailbox.
No, if it would have come, I would have sent it back, but I ain't seen it.
So you didn't make this purchase for this product, sir? We'll get you canceled out and transferred over to our fraud department so they can begin an investigation to see who did make this purchase without your knowledge. I would like to let you know we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute whoever decided to make this purchase. So just to be sure, on May the 12th, you don't remember purchasing that smart health fitness watch on the shipping cost of $5.97?
No, I didn't.
Okay, sir. Hold the line. I get you transferred over to the fraud department. Okay, sir, you are being transferred now. Thank you for calling customer care, and hold on one moment.
Thank you.